Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with two wonderful servant leaders and friends of mine, Barbara and Wally Rendell. They're no strangers to a lot of you. Have led some wonderful churches here in Central Kentucky. Have been a tremendous blessing to lots of nonprofits and missionaries all throughout the world. But we have had a great time talking about how God has enabled them to be able to provide hope through Central Kentucky, and had a couple of great programs already. One, we talked about a nonprofit that Barbara Rendell started called Scatter Joy on Monday. And then yesterday we talked about something they started in Cincinnati Christian University, Southern Acres Christian Church, and Jessamine Christian Church called Bridges, an event to serve their communities, the church getting outside of the four walls. And man, if you missed either one of these two programs, I really want to encourage you to go check those 14-minute programs out at our website. You can find that easily at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Barbara, I want to talk today, as we were talking before we went on the air, a lot of people don't realize the gift of hospitality is a real blessing. And we know a lot of the fruits of the Spirit, and you kind of think maybe that one might ought to be added in there, huh?
Oh, I think so. I think it is a fruit of the Spirit. It's because it's another one of these things that you can give out. It's part of your life. It's part of who you are. And the Bible speaks about the gift of hospitality. And I think having people in your home, making room at your table to have them, maybe it's just a game night. You know, you don't necessarily have to cost you any money to have food. You can do it that way. And in today's age, a lot of people like to take people out to eat. Moms and dads, women and men, both are working many of the times. And to where it used to be moms were home or women were home. And it was a little bit easier to cook for people when mom was home all the time. But now that women work too, it's a little bit harder to do it in your home. However, Wally and I have found that together we can do it. We can make it work. He may be the one opening and stirring and washing up dishes, but he may not cook quite as well as I do. But together we make it work, and we still enjoy actually serving people food. And one of the things I know that I have done is have groups in that I especially think of ministering to, and people that I want to say are sometimes forgotten. Mm. Some are people that don't have family, and have them in for a holiday, or and join your family for the holidays, or a holiday meal. Another thing I thought of a couple years ago was I noticed at Jessamine Christian there were a lot of widows and elderly people that had very little family. And they're kind of the forgotten people sometimes. And so it took me two different days to be able to have all of them in our home. But and they love that Wally showed up. Because these were all ladies.
Absolutely.
And want to see the pastor.
And the pastor, right?
Yes. And so we had two different luncheons for those ladies. I've done several, I guess, since then. But we got a new pastor. Wally just retired from Jessamine Christian back in November. And we got a new pastor. And I thought, well, what can we do to help him to really quickly get acquainted with the people at Jessamine Christian? I want him to know them, and I want them to know him. And there's not much better way than around a table. And so we started having Sunday dinners. And I call them, I still say Sunday dinner. If you cook plenty and you have it right after church, it's still a Sunday dinner. And so we had groups. And I usually mixed them up in ages. It didn't matter if it were people with little children, older people, younger people, but people that really I felt like needed to be in touch and connected with the new pastor. So we did, I believe, three large ones of those. The last one I had, I think we had 70 people. And that's a lot to cook for right after church on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
But wow. We did it. We managed it. And we had some people that helped me set up tables and chairs and get those tables and chairs back, all that sort of thing, which we've got some really good men in the church that help that sort of way. Our latest thing actually was just 2 weeks ago, and our children were in, and our grandchildren. And I do most anything to have an excuse for a party. And so actually when it was close to Bart's birthday, and so I thought, hey, that's a good excuse to have a party while they're in. And so we ended up, our children went to Lexington Christian Academy. And so we had happened to be able to get, Bart was in the first grade, and the first class that went first through 12th grade there. So there were only five children that were able to get all the way from first through 12th in the same school, which that's probably in a lot of schools is how it works. And but we were able to get four of the five children, our young people, there now. And that was kind of exciting. He had his first grade teacher was there, his second grade teacher, several of his high school teachers,
awesome.
And as well as a lot of people from Crossroads Christian Church, where he had been served an internship and then was employed there too for a short time before he went to Las Vegas. And then several of his wife and Jody's friends were there. And we just feel like anytime, a lot of these people are in ministry and they're scattered. Mm. And in different, they came from different states that came in for this. And so we think anytime you can minister and be mentors, be encouragement to others, period, but especially to anyone who's in ministry. And so we had a great time doing that. That was a big weekend. The next day, Wally preached, I believe it was at Carpenter's Christian that next morning.
Right.
I was able to talk them all into going down there and coming back to our house for another Sunday dinner.
More hospitality.
And we invited others back in for that. So that's just an example of how we do hospitality, and we usually do those. I think the first year that 37 years ago, we moved into the house we're in, and we have a big yard, and no one else lived around us at that time. Now it's full of people, but I believe I'm correct. I kept a guest book that year, that first year, and we had had over 500 people in our home that first year.
Wow.
And so I haven't been able to keep up with the guest book, but sometimes I'd say it runs up there that many when we're most years probably.
Yeah.
So we just think it's a gift of God.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing, a great gift, a spiritual gift. I believe gift of hospitality, as Barbara said. Just a clarification: Bart is our son. He's a pastor out in Las Vegas and married and got two of our grandkids out there. And but anyway, what a great, I think there was, how many were there?
That
was
about 75, I think.
It's amazing, you know. But, you know, she is a great cook.
Yes, she is.
And she learned the gift of hospitality from her mother. She was raised in a Christian home. Her mom and dad didn't have much as far as the world is concerned. You know, they just had a modest home because their house had burned down, and then they had to, you know, regroup and all of that. But her mother and dad were faithful in the Sugar Tree Ridge Church of Christ. And every Sunday after church, that little community, her mom, who worked all week at the grocery store nearby, would have folk in on Sunday, oftentimes the preacher and friends and family members, because she was a great cook. But they just had that gift of hospitality. And I think, Greg, in today's culture, it's kind of a lost art in some quarters. And we just, something we need to maybe kind of work at recapturing.
Well, you know, you all had us at Northeast when we were on staff there, when you served there for a year interim, as an interim. You and Barbara hosted us for Christmas, our staff, and, you know, with family and friends, you know, kids and all that. There's probably about 50, and it just was such a comfort to us. And there's just something about when you break a meal with somebody that just the kind of walls break down, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. There's just when you eat together. As Barbara said, our new pastor invited him and Johnny, his wife. By the way, his name is Lee Faust, and he's doing a great job down at Jessamine Christian. Been there for 3 or 4 months now and doing a great job. But anyway, that was just one of the ways she wanted to kind of welcome people. And but anyway, that was a great lesson for our kids too, right, Barbara?
Okay, I was thinking about that. You know, we were big on having our kids' friends in our house because we not only wanted to show those other children the love that came from a Christian home, but we wanted our kids to know how much we love their friends and we wanted them around. And it also gave us a chance, an opportunity to know where our kids were and who they were with. Mm-hmm. And they were right in our home. Right. And so some of those kids were there a couple weeks ago that had grown up in often distant places. But they came back because they actually enjoyed being in our home. And it was always fun. Our kids laughed a lot, played a lot, played hard. But there were never any drugs, drinking, any of those kinds of things. So parents didn't have to worry about if they were at our house. And but it also, now today, that Jody, our daughter, is married to a minister, and they have people in their home, I'd say weekly.
Yeah, they do. Small groups, all kinds of people.
Well, they learned well.
Ministry people, you know, they're just following, you know, as Barbara set the pace. And the kids, they love it. And, I mean, they're just up to their ears in ministry and inviting folk into their home. They've got 3 children. And so it just kind of is passed on, you know, from generation to generation.
We were at a lady's birthday party a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe.
Right.
And she turned 96 years old. Well, according to her caretaker, she said, it's one of the family members said that her mother, that's 96 years old, and the caretaker both still talk about all the time about coming to the widow's Christmas luncheon at our house. And I thought, to give somebody that age something that they really enjoyed, that's still talking about it today, that's hope, you know.
Absolutely.
And, and so I think when Wally walked in at the birthday party, she exclaimed something like, "There's my preacher. There's my darling." You
know? Well, there's something about showing up. And if you just tuned in, you know, or you're saying, "Hey, what's this hospitality about?" I think so many people think, well, I can't sing or I can't preach or I can't write a big check. But, man, if you can open your home to have somebody over, I mean, it doesn't have to be a large group. It could just be
a couple, or some
singles or widows, you know, the divorced people. Just, man, there's just a blessing in that. So I just hope today's program just was encouragement to people to realize that the gift of hospitality might be something that you have and you don't even know it, and be a way that you can spread hope by just opening your home. Well, we're out of time, but stay with us. We've got a couple more programs we're going to do with Wally and Barbara this week on Hope Is Here. So tune in tomorrow as Wally and Barbara Randell will be our guest on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.